I'd like to just lay three ideas on your hearts in this difficult day, but three words of encouragement. First is that today many Catholics, when they die, there's not even a mass offered for them, because of the pagan, secularistic, materialistic society, that many decide not to have a mass. Okay, Jerry has, he has four masses offered for him. You have to understand, when you have four priests praying, there's four separate masses. So that's a great consolation, having four fervent priests offering the Mass for Jerry. That should bring you a lot of consolation. So rejoice in that. And all of us really wanted to celebrate the Mass. And Father Antolini, who's the same age as Jerry, Jerry died at 87, right? He's in the church now. In about half hour, he's going to be offering the Mass for Jerry. So really, it's five Masses. So hopefully that's a consolation for you. Okay, second point is this, something very personal. 20 minutes ago, I called my mother, who's 87 also, and I called her because she's in Florida, we have the storms, and I was asking my mom, did you just get out of the canoe with Vicky, okay? She said, thanks be to God, it didn't hit Vero Beach or Orlando, no? But she told something that really touched me, and I'd like to share it. 2 years ago, my father passed away, and he was the man that was closest to me. So, about 12 days ago, I celebrated a Mass for him. And Father Larry sent my mother a letter that my mom was telling me about today, that she received a letter, Father Larry. And this was the content of the letter. He said, you know, Mrs. Bloom, I noticed that your son had a really good rapport with his dad. But it seems as if he loves him more now than even when he was living. That was the insight that Father Larry had with respect to the death of my father. So Rachel and the daughters here, it really can be that way. Even though he's passed away, we believe he's with God. You can love him more now than ever. Do you believe it? That's true. Very true, because we believe that death is not the last word. The last word is Jesus rose from the dead, hallelujah. That's the last word. Every time we celebrate a funeral Mass, the church says we should be talking about what is called the Paschal Mystery. The Paschal Mystery means what? The Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Christ. So, even though physically we're going to be burying him, spiritually he can be just as powerfully present in your life as he was those 87 years. Do you believe it? I think you have to. And that will give you a lot of peace. And I talk with my mom, and she says she often talks to her husband. And my mom's a holy woman, but she has one problem. Her major problem is she worries a lot. Like Rachel, my mom has 39 grandchildren. You have 39 great-grandchildren. So she tends to worry. And every time she worries, she hears my father saying, don't worry about something you can't change. Trust God. And that gives her a lot of peace. So you should call to mind the words that he said that gave you a lot of peace, a lot of joy, a lot of comfort, a lot of encouragement. So call to mind the moments of peace, the moments of joy, the moments that you shared together for those many, many years. So even though it's a tough time and you should shed your tears, and that's normal, Jesus wept at the death of Lazarus, I think you should also rejoice that you had him for 87 years. The last thing I'd like to say is this. Okay, we hope and we pray that Jerry is in heaven. I hope and pray my dad is in heaven. Even though my dad died 2 years ago in a lot of masses, still we have to keep praying. Because only God knows where he is. We hope he's in heaven. We really hope, because he was a very good man and left a wonderful family. But you can never go wrong in praying for the dead. So I invite all of you, starting today, I'm going to do it, offer a novena for him. Novena means nine. So I'm going to do this starting today, every day for 9 days, a secondary intention in my Mass. I'll be offering that for Jerry and Rachel and all of the wonderful people here. And my intention will be that he'll be in heaven, maybe he's already there. If not, he'll be there as quickly as possible, praying for us, that we also will one day be with him, glorifying the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Amen.